I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. New rules from the federal government will put tighter regulations on the trucking industry. The restrictions are aimed at cutting carbon pollution and bolstering fuel efficiency. Beginning in 2018, the new rules will require cleaner, more fuel-efficient engines in new trucks and buses. The Environmental Protection Agency says the changes will cut CO2 emissions by approximately 1 billion metric tons, drop fuel consumption for tractor trailers by up to 24%, and set a worldwide example for how to combat climate change.
Most of the trucking companies based here in Connecticut are small businesses.
Joseph Scully from the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut says the trucking industry wants to see emissions go down, but with this and prior emission mandates from the EPA, the changes are hard to keep up with.
It's like every few years, there's something new. And just when you think a particular technology that is being used to reduce emissions and or improve fuel efficiency has been mastered, well, there's something new.
Standards will be phased in over the next decade, and while the EPA says fuel savings from more efficient engines will ultimately balance out any upfront costs for newer trucks, Scully says there are other less obvious costs that small businesses need to consider, too.
These new engines and trucks are complex. I think maintenance will be more frequent than it has been with older trucks, just to make sure all the new technology that we have on board is working properly.
The rule also addresses so-called glider vehicles. Those are trucks with fresh chassis that get Frankenstein together with older engines to reduce maintenance time and sometimes skirt certain emission requirements. Under the new rule, the EPA closes that loophole and says glider vehicles must meet emission standards for the year they are constructed, regardless of the age of the donor engine. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.